This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more.
Ever wonder what your brain's really up to? We're diving into a fascinating discussion today about a book that completely flips the script on what we think our brains are for.
It's a real eye-opener. We've all got this idea that our brains are primarily for thinking, right? But this book challenges that head-on.
Exactly. It's all about energy management, apparently.
Yep. The brain's main gig is keeping your body running smoothly. Thinking is more of a side hustle.
A side hustle?
Mm.
That's wild. Let's unpack this. So the book starts way back before brains even existed. Amphioxus, anyone?
Primitive sea creatures. Basically stomachs on sticks. No brains, just reflexes. They highlight how far we've come.
So no complex thought processes, just survival basics. Eat, reproduce, repeat.
Exactly. Simple needs, simple systems.
Then comes the Cambrian explosion, predators and prey. Suddenly, survival gets a lot more complicated.
Suddenly, you need to sense danger, react quickly, and outsmart your opponents. That's where brains really start to shine. So the pressure to survive drove the evolution of more complex brains.
Precisely. It wasn't about thinking. It was about efficient energy management.
And that brings us to allostasis. What's the deal with that?
It's the brain's predictive power. It anticipates your body's needs before they even arise. It's not just reacting. It's proactively managing resources.
Like, if you see a predator, your brain gets your body ready to run before you even consciously feel fear.
Exactly. It's all about energy efficiency.
So the brain is a body budget manager. It's constantly balancing energy intake and expenditure.
It's juggling hormones, blood flow, everything to keep you running optimally. It's a complex system.
And that's the core function, not thinking.
That's the primary function. Thinking, emotions, all that comes later.
So how does this change our understanding of human behavior?
It reframes things. Many behaviors we see as purely cognitive are actually energy management strategies.
Like decision making? Weighing risks and rewards is about energy expenditure and potential gains?
Exactly. And emotions? They're not just irrational feelings. They're signals about your body's state.
And what about social interactions? How does that fit into this energy management model?
Social connections are resources. They provide support, cooperation, which helps manage your energy budget.
So being social is good for your energy balance?
Absolutely. And this has huge implications for mental health. Conditions like anxiety and depression might be disruptions in this energy management system.
The book also talks about the evolutionary perspective. How did this energy management system evolve?
It provided a survival advantage. Animals that could predict and manage their energy better were more likely to survive and reproduce.
So it's not just about getting smarter, it's about getting more efficient.
Exactly. And the brain's adaptability is key. It's constantly learning and adjusting its predictions.
The book emphasizes the interconnectedness of brain functions. Everything is linked to this energy management.
It's not separate modules. Thinking, memory, emotions, they all work together to maintain this balance.
So it's a holistic system, not a collection of independent parts.
Precisely.
This whole discussion really makes you rethink human nature. It's not just about rationality, it's about survival.
It's about the fundamental processes that keep us alive and functioning. It's a much more grounded view of what it means to be human.
It's a fascinating shift in perspective. And what are the practical implications of all this?
It has implications for medicine, psychology, education, new approaches to mental health, understanding behavior, and improving learning strategies.
It's a whole new way of looking at things. So the brain isn't just for thinking. It's a sophisticated energy management system that shapes our behavior, emotions, and social interactions.
It's a much more nuanced and holistic view than we typically have.
Yeah, it's a completely different way of thinking about the brain. That was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.